people that you remembered when you met her. She always made an impact.
Skagway says goodbye to a beloved contributor to the arts and fire prevention in a fun way in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Skagway residents and Haines, too, they're joining the Occupy Wall Street protesters this weekend right here in the Northern Lynn Canal. Occupy Skagway is Sunday, October 16th, and is meant to show support for the larger movement spreading from New York to Anchorage. It starts at City Hall at 2 p.m., then moves to Pullen Pond Park, ending at 6 p.m. For more information, call Kim Burnham at 983-2497. It's Fire Prevention Week. Activities surrounding the designation culminate at an open house at the Haines Fire Department on Friday. Training Officer Al Badgley explains the various ways locals can be safer from and prepared for an unwanted fire.
I'm going to kind of list a few of the activities that are involved and some of the reasons we do them and what maybe you can learn or maybe think about participating in these. First one we're going to talk about is a smoke room. We actually put people in a makeshift bedroom, and then we fill an adjacent room with smoke, set off a smoke alarm, and basically we educate people on what to do if there's a smoke in your house or something like that. So we talk about how to stay low. We talk about how to go down a flight of stairs. Another event is the escape ladder. How many people have an escape ladder in your house? I mean, a lot of people don't want to actually practice throwing an escape ladder out their window and climbing down it. And one of the things that can happen is if you climb down it, you could fall off and get hurt. But we have an escape ladder that we put you in a harness. So if you slip and fall, basically you're going to be protected and not potentially injure yourself. And a big one that a lot of people are interested in is our fire extinguisher. How to use a fire extinguisher, how to use it properly. How to check your fire extinguisher to make sure it is still ready for operation. And you need to learn the associated hazards of using a fire extinguisher. I mean, a fire extinguisher is not for every fire. It's only for a contained fire that is fairly small. If you have a fully involved house fire and you're using a fire extinguisher, you're more brave than I am, and you might want to consider getting out, calling 911, and letting the fire department take care of that. Couple of other things we use, the jaws of life, and people probably have heard of the jaws of life, and that is a type of device that we use to cut into cars, to pry them apart, to have access into that. But we don't really start cutting metal, but we cut pieces of wood just to let kids see what the power of the jaws of life is, and actually let them hear that sound, because if they were in a car and they started hearing these noises and the motor running, it might be a little spooky on what's going on. Also, one thing we do that's not strictly fire-oriented, but a lot of fire departments are EMS also, is we try to get the normal vital signs for a person. We get your blood pressure, we get your pulse, and we get your oxygen saturation. If you haven't had it checked in a year or so, it's a good time to come down. There's no cost to it, and you can get that blood pressure checked and see maybe it's a little high. Maybe you might want to figure out what's going on, see your doctor about it, but it'll give you an idea how you're doing. And for the little kids, how many of you, maybe little kids at heart even, how many of you have ever squirted water out of a fire hose? We get a fire hose out there, we get a little traffic cone out, and we let you squirt the fire hose on a traffic cone. May not seem like much, but a lot of the little kids really enjoy doing that.
The department is also bringing school kids into Fire Prevention Week with activities at Chilkat Valley Schools through this week. The open house, free for all residents, is Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. at the fire hall. The Haynesboro Assembly, after three public hearings on the matter, turned down an ordinance that would have authorized all-terrain vehicle use on borough streets. The proposal, introduced by Assemblyman Jerry Lapp, would also allow snow machines on highway shoulders within the borough. Lapp was one of two assembly members who ultimately voted against the ordinance in its final hearing, saying he didn't like the way the now six-page ordinance was written anymore. The idea had support from members of the public, but not from the Haines police chief, who said he had safety concerns. The borough assembly in Tuesday's regular meeting also moved the ordinance to allow the placement of off-premises signs as a conditional use to a fourth hearing. Skagway is a different place today. Barbara Callen, Skagway's matron of the arts, passed away Tuesday night. She suffered a heart attack at her home following several years of heart issues. She would have turned 87 in December. Callen was born in Skagway. So was her dad. She spent all of her life there, save for 1 year of high school in California and vacations to visit friends in the Lower 48 and international trips to Iceland, the Galapagos, and the Panama Canal. The Skagway that Barb grew up in had no television and, for a time, no radio. She was 19 when the Army came to Skagway for the White Pass Railroad, and in the late 1980s, she took over management of Deadman's Photo, which her mom had started in the early 1920s. When Gone with the Wind came out in 1939, she accompanied her dad and some friends to Juneau to see it in the theater. She was the registered historian for the Klondike Highway Project and was a decades-long news stringer for publications in Fairbanks, Juneau, Whitehorse, and Anchorage. But the mother, photographer, writer, musician, storyteller, gardener, cook, entertainer, and local legend is certainly remembered for her dedication to the arts, music in particular. Her daughter, Betsy Allbecker, says she loved listening to music right up to the end.
I think the last thing I had on for her were Chopin etudes, but I was running all sorts of things, Jimmy Rogers and Riders in the Sky and Buddy Tabor and some of her other folky friends. You know, I'd change the CD every time. Opera she listened to, but she liked Strauss, and she loved string quartets and alpine music, and there wasn't much she didn't care for.
She founded the Skagway Arts Council in 1974 and operated it until just 3 years ago. The council wrote of her passing, quote, "Her devotion to the arts and her volunteer efforts in that area were phenomenal, and we will miss her and her wonderful stories of Skagway's past." About 5 years ago, then-Governor Sarah Palin presented to her an award from the Alaska Legislature for her work in the arts.
She got hooked on performers going to the Juneau Folk Festival, and every time she heard someone she liked, she'd brace them about coming up to Skagway, and she started the International Folk Festival, which was from Juneau to Skagway to Whitehorse, following the Juneau Folk Festival. And she didn't know people could say no, so she just assumed everybody'd love to come here and perform in this little town, and so they did. She just assumed everybody wanted to make music together, and she didn't see cliques. You know, if you were a good musician, then obviously you wanted to play with other good musicians, and it didn't matter what your instrument was or your training. So she brought an awful lot of different people together, and when I came back and started taking her down to Juneau, every time we met somebody, they'd say, "You look familiar. Should I know you?" And I'd say, "I'm Barbara's daughter." And they'd say, "Oh, everybody knows Barbara."
But she wasn't unifying about everything. Barb was fiercely interested in politics and wrote letters, lots of them, and she was known to stand firm in her opposition to issues like the road to Juneau.
Nobody was ever in any doubt where my mom stood on any issue, because she was extremely vocal about it and very disparaging to anybody that didn't think like she did. She wasn't inclined to live and let live. It was like, "I'm right and you're wrong." She could rake you over the coals and didn't mind doing it.
Memorial services are tentatively planned for the first week of next June, when more family and friends are in Skagway. That includes her three children living around Alaska. Callen also has a lifetime pass to the Arts Council and Skagway Railroad. Her smile, her eyes, her character made lasting impressions.
She was just one of those people that you remembered when you met her. She always made an impact.
Barb leaves behind a lot more than memories. There are her raspberry plants, which now grow all over Skagway, a reforested area in Iceland from lodgepole pine seeds she helped collect in Skagway, all of those Christmas cards she sent over the years, and, of course, her stories.
Between here and Haines, about this cannibal giant.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.
He's a real giant. that the Tlingit people really talk about. It's one of their legends. Well, he lives out in the woods, lives on a squirrel town under a big spruce tree. And he actually, most of the time, people don't pay any attention to him. He eats fish and clams and veggies out of the forest. Well, if he does stuff like that, nobody pays any attention. He's minding his own business. He's okay. But every once in a while, the cannibal giant slips out of form, or back into form, however you want to put this, and he'll steal somebody from the village. He'll eat them. People don't like that. He just doesn't make himself popular when he does it that way. And they're going to do something about this cannibal giant. And there's a couple of teenage boys. They turn 16. Hey, we're men! We are men now! And we are going to rid the village of that horrible cannibal giant. You just watch us. We'll save you all. Okay, boys, that's a noble ambition.